This is Brian.
This is Casper.
Yo, this is ED.
This is Darius Lewis.
This is Troy Hill. And you're listening to the Knights at the Sound Table.
Strip club voice and shit.
I'm letting them know that they're listening to the Knights.
Knights
at the Sound Table.
We sitting at the table, son.
Yeah. I might also add in that Brian's the only person got a Tinder profile pic and stuff on his thing here.
You're dying, man.
How's we gonna get through a podcast, man? Cause we be dying.
Yeah, was that Ric Flair in the background?
Yeah. We going in the realms that I'm not familiar with. You 50 years old with some skinny jeans and shit.
I'm not physically designed to wear skinny jeans.
Yeah.
I would need to have like skinny jeans like a kangaroo pouch down there. Because I couldn't wear them any other kind of way. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the Knights at the Sound Table. I'm your host, Troy Hill. We got Lee, we got Brian, Darius, Mark, a.k.a. Casper, tonight. We were going to have a different show that we were going to present to you guys this evening, but unfortunately, we're talking about the tragedy that happened earlier today. Kobe Bryant and his 13-year-old daughter died in a tragic helicopter accident outside of L.A., and I'd like to start off the table. Let's go ahead and go with Darius first for his thoughts and opinions on it.
Man, it's very, very sad news to hear about that. I mean, Kobe is an icon in the basketball world and just being an amazing person and stuff too. And then the fact that his daughter died also was really, really difficult. It's just, man, I mean, when you sit and you think about like this dude's history, what he's accomplished, you know, on the court, off the court, and really his life was just beginning, you know, with a lot of the outside adventures he was getting ready to tap into and stuff. So it's just, you know, it's tough. It's tough.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I didn't even know what was going on because I had my phone just like basically like muted all day, you know, especially in the early afternoon. I was just kind of just like relaxing. And all of a sudden my oldest son, Caleb, got a hold of me. And he was like, "Dad, did you hear what happened? I mean, what do you think of?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" You know, because he sounded like he was really, really sad. You know, he started explaining the, you know, that Kobe passed away and, you know, helicopter accident. And, you know, I mean, Kobe was important to my oldest son for sure, you know, because, you know, he watched a lot of his games, you know, growing up as a kid, you know, he kind of idolized the guy. So I'm sure what he's going through and several other people are going through will be kind of like similar, you know, if we got news Jordan passed away or something, you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
What's your thoughts about it, Brian?
Yeah, I, you know, I heard about it today too. And first thing that happened when I heard about the news, and I kept thinking if somebody else posts something again that wasn't true, you get a lot of those things that you see on the internet. So I had to go look at the news, turn on the TV, you know, how we probably all did. And then just seeing that, you know, that it was true that he lost his life along with, you know, several other, you know, people on the helicopter with his daughter. And it was really sad to hear. It also started to hear other things like how he helped, you know, organize women's basketball so that they were starting to get equally paid, not equally paid, but better than what they wore. So he was involved with a lot of things recently leading up to, you know, this sudden passing, and just kind of let you know it marked another time in our history right now. We're losing all these incredible, you know, figures in our lives. So it was kind of sad to hear about that. Kind of just shocked. Yeah.
You know, it was like Kobe and stuff, you know, I hate to delve on it, you know, but, you know, we've mentioned on the show a few times about trouble that he had like earlier in his career, you know, and what it says about the man is that, you know, he figured out the errors of these ways and he improved himself and he turned, you know, he turned to like another, you know, turned a new leaf, so to speak, You know, so I think there's a lot to be said about that also, because, I mean, he was an excellent father. He turned into a, you know, turned into a serious, intense family man, you know, and I think people recognize that more so than anything at this particular point. Right. What's your thoughts on it, Mark?
I am also in complete agreement. I mean, I heard about it through my Yahoo News updates, and the second it came through, I knew it was for real, because I was like, oh, man, no, this can't be, because even though I'm not a Lakers fan or a Kobe Bryant fan per se, I did recognize all the good that he was bringing to the game and to outside of the game, you know, and you never want to see a good person go too early, and that's exactly what happened.
Yes, I mean, I totally agree with that, you know. I mean, great talent. I mean, like I said, I don't think anybody – I mean, because, I mean, I think for the most part we're all Bulls fans on here, you know. But at the same time, you know, one, he's a human being. And two, I mean, none of us rooted for the Lakers. But at the same time, you still would have to respect Kobe Bryant and what he offered to the table, because he was a killer. And I think that's the reason why we didn't like him, because he was a killer. And he wasn't in a Bulls uniform, so. Right.
But he wanted to be. He wanted to be.
What's your thoughts on the whole thing, Lee?
Well, I was shocked too. Brian said earlier, I thought it was one of those, you know, fake death things that you always see on social media or whatever. Right. So I started Googling and found out it was true, and we talking about an 18-time All-Star, 15-time All-NBA player, like 11 times All-Defense, 2 MVP. He was truly, truly a great player and top 2 for me, but that's debatable with a lot of people. But yeah, I'm not a Lakers fan. Everybody know I'm a Bulls fan. Most of us are Michael Jordan fans. No one will ever be greater, but to me, Kobe was the closest thing that we'll ever see. LeBron is in a different league because Kobe and Mike were scorers, way better scorers. So, it's a huge loss.
Yeah, I mean, he was definitely an icon of professional basketball, a legend. And, you know, he was at the point now where he was going to be bigger than that. I mean, I think the death itself is bigger than basketball from the transition to where he was headed. Do you think that the NBA is going to do anything special for Kobe?
Or the extent of how special it'll be? Absolutely. Absolutely, without a doubt, dude. He is going to be honored in a way no one else will. Because let's be realistic, he left before his time. He left this earth before his time. So it's not like he was, you know, 90 years old in a wheelchair. This guy still had a lot to give to the league and to the world. And so,
I don't know, as a player,
he was on the decline, but remember, he still dropped 60.
But
he took 90. She took 90 shots when he did that 62.
Right, right. But at the same time, though, like, it ain't even about, like, if he had to put up points. There's so much more just teaching the young players.
Yeah.
That's what Vince Carter's doing right now.
True.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Showing them young kids the work ethic and stuff like that. That's what's important.
Yeah, which a lot of those players don't have, so.
No.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to get a recognized for everything that he's done, because he did – become a better, you know, he did come into his own, became a better person. He made his mistakes. He lived up to them and improved not only himself, but others around him.
Exactly. You know? I totally agree with that.
So,
let's do this. Let's go ahead and take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with some more Kobe talk here at this Knights Sound Table. We'll be right back. back to the Knights at the Sound Table. I'm your host, Troy Hill, again with Lee, Brian, Darius, and Mark, a.k.a. Casper, talking about Kobe Bryant. Terrible, tragic news happened earlier today. I guess 9 people have passed away during this tragedy. Names have not been released as far as I know. The only thing we know right now is Kobe Bryant and his daughter. So thoughts and prayers definitely go out to everyone that's involved. Which I would like to put a topic out there, because, I mean, we got talk, which, you know, which makes complete sense, you know, is that life is too short. You should always, people that you care about, let them know that you love them or whatever. Is it just me, or is it sad that a person of this stature, a person of this level, has to pass away for people to start acknowledging that? Or is that things that we should already know? Because we all deal with death, you know, we all deal with situations that happen in our life, tragedies and stuff. So is there something to be said about that?
Yeah, I think so. Because it's you always hear that saying, give me my flowers while I'm here, don't waste till I'm dead.
Yes.
And that's true, because we take everything for granted. And then it is hard to live one day at a time, because we in a life or a generation where we want everything right now. But that right now don't necessarily mean that we taking it a day or a moment at a time, because we looking for the next opportunity in the future instead of doing what's in front of you right now. And it goes with like working out or anything. You know, I'll wait till tomorrow. No, you might not have tomorrow, man. Life that short. We can leave our house and get hit by a bus and that's it, you know? So yeah, I think that too. I think that we should let, like, us as Knights at the Sound Table. I'll say I love you guys, and half of y'all I ain't seen in 20 plus years, but that I'm letting you know now. So life is just too short, man. Yeah, it is. It's too short.
Yeah.
And that's all I can say on that.
I can say
the same thing as well. But I just hate that it has to get to this point where things like this happen, especially in celebrity status, where we put ourselves in this position where we should. And I mean, and I'm guilty of it just as much as anybody else is.
Yeah.
You know, because we all get wrapped up into our lives. We get wrapped up into our careers or where we're at and everything else. But as people, we should always take time to let the people we know that we care about, that we care about them. Or even people you don't know, just be kind. This is like me and Darius were talking about like a month ago. That just sometimes you can wake up in the morning and have that horrible ass morning. You know, you can go to the gas station, pick up your coffee or that soda, whatever, for your morning drive. And all it might take is just that one person holding the door for you, you know, or saying good morning. They can make your whole, the rest of your day better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly.
Really, you know, it's like those random acts of kindness. So, yes, the Kobe Bryant situation is very sad, and I feel for his family. But I think we all, as a whole, can just do better and shouldn't have to get reminders like this to know how to treat people. You know, it shouldn't be a death of celebrity or a terrorist act to bring us together.
Right.
You know, we should all be supportive of one another, because it makes that journey in this world a lot easier.
Yeah.
A lot more tolerable.
I agree with you.
So what's your thoughts on that, Mark?
You know, I'm constantly saying, you know, that life gets in the way, you know, when I'm trying to reschedule photo shoots or conduct business or reconnect. And honestly, that's a pitiful ass excuse, you know, for human beings to allow the day-to-day events of our lives to overshadow friendships and love. That's just, we gotta start reaching out not only to the ones we love, but just to humanity in general.
I mean, that's an excellent point. You know, it's just some things in this world that we need to be doing better, because especially the landscape and the dynamic of this current world, you got like 50%, 49% or whatever of people that might not necessarily like you. But what's your thoughts, Brian, on just the thoughts of just trying to just treat people better, and you know, and not having like these tragic events and stuff all of a sudden gets that, we get that like flashlight or that light bulb on top of her head that maybe we should start treating better and people better, and life is too short. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, definitely this time right now, it does make you kind of consider the people that are around you. I haven't seen some of you guys in 15, 20 years plus, but I still don't forget about you guys. A lot of times that we spent together, a lot of times that, you know, we laughed and did some, you know, crazy stuff, or maybe some not noble things. I still remember, you know, my friends around me. I hate to let times get to where it did today, losing someone like that, for us all to say, well, let's wake up and start being nice to each other. Each day we could be doing that. That way when someone does leave this earth, they know that the people did love them and care for them.
Well, what, you got anything to add to that, Darius?
Yeah, you know, I agree with all of you. You know, like Lee said, I'll tell you guys the same thing. I love all y'all. I mean, you know, some of us, we haven't seen each other, like Brian was saying, 15, 20 years, but that connection is always still there. You see, it's just like you pick up just like you saw that person, you know, just yesterday or something. But that's amongst us. But as far as like treating other people better, I think in the world, we all have to. You know, I try for myself. I try to be better every single day. I appreciate every single day. I appreciate every minute, you know, because like Lee said, you know, tomorrow's not promised. Nope. And I think once people really start to realize that, maybe they will start treating other people better. I mean, like you said, Troy, it shouldn't come to this type of tragedy for humans to just treat another human with respect, with kindness, you know? Like you said, I mean, there's times where you wake up in the morning and you're just like, man, I don't feel like going to work, or I don't feel like doing this. You go to the gas station, you know, you're in a bad mood. But like you said, if that one person just opens the door for you, you know, smiles at you, just anything, that might change your whole day. And yeah, people don't realize that. So that's why, you know, for me, it's just, I smile, I wake up with positive energy, and I think it works for me. I'm not going to say it works for everybody else, but people have to figure out something in order to just be better to people.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, especially just in this day and age, not getting any younger. So I like to encourage my brothers that I do love, the Knights at the Sound Table, just family and just friends, or just people in general, people I don't even know. You know, tomorrow is your day to wake up first thing in the morning, no matter how bad of a situation you may be in, whether it's work or relationships or anything. I was just like, everybody be the best person they could possibly be tomorrow morning. And just try and keep that positive energy and stuff for everybody they encounter all day. You know, be friendly. Work a little bit harder. Well, not you. Not me, but you. You work a little bit harder at your job. I'm still going to do that. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, just a random act of kindness goes along. You know, like some of those days and stuff when you're at your little coffee spot or whatever, maybe Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts or whatever, and they do that pay it forward thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, unfortunately, it stops once it gets to me. But still, I might actually continue it, you know, tomorrow. You know, after someone buys my coffee, like, you know, go ahead and, well, what are they ordering first? You know, because, you know, I want to make sure they ain't ordering like 15 coffees for coworkers, you know, and I'm stuck paying that. But still, there's a random act of kindness that's like really, really good for people. Anything else on
a side note? I mean, did anybody hear about how his wife and the other kids are taking it? I mean, no, they probably don't say much about that on the news.
No, they're probably really, really. I'm assuming they're very, very devastated.
Yeah, I'm quite sure.
Well, this has been a great show. Unfortunately, we had to get together talking about the untimely passing of Kobe Bryant and his daughter. We like to send out thoughts and prayers to the families and all families involved. And once again, we would like to encourage everyone to just love thy neighbor. If you got somebody you have beef with, tomorrow morning, wake up and squash that shit.
Yeah.
You know, and just be kind to one another. Cause I mean, you might be having a great day, but you might walk by several people at your workplace or whatever, might be having a hard go of it. You might even realize it. Just be more mindful of people. But on behalf of myself, I would like to say goodbye. And would you guys like to say goodbye to the people?
Yeah, goodbye, everybody.
Have a wonderful night, people.
yeah, everybody have a good night. Love thy neighbor and peace amongst all of us.
Peace to everyone and go good.
All right. We'll see you next time at the Knights of the Sound Table. Yesterday, all my troubles seem so far away.
Man, I can't get to sleep. You know, sitting here watching Comedy Central at 2 in the morning, bills piling up, you know. I got to find a new career. Like, what? Man, what can I do?
Well, what the fuck are you sitting there looking at the goddamn TV at 2 o'clock in the morning? This is WellTech USA. Everybody's talking about it. You get a job 2 weeks after the program's over. Guaranteed all your money back. You're sitting there laughing watching Comedy Central, knowing damn well you're going to cry in a few minutes when Sarah McLachlan shows up them sad-ass animals. They had a pencil on a yak's forehead in the last commercial.
I wonder what trades and skills they offer.
Shit, you know skills, motherfucker. Skills and trades. Put your ass to work. 89% job placement. Program 4 weeks long. You'll have a job in 3 weeks, max, or your money back. 75% job placement.
Man, WellTech does sound really good. You know, 92% job placement. But then he said 89% job placement. And then he ended up going down to 75% job placement. What's up with that?
It's simple math, motherfucker. Don't be questioning me. 95% job placement. Our 6-week program. I guarantee you, you start our 6-week program, you'll be off to work 1 week after the program's over or your money's back.
Man, so this dude's telling me after 1 week I get a job and it'll be 95% job placement? WellTech does sound amazing.
It is amazing, motherfucker. Get off your ass and pick up your damn phone. Call WellTech USA. Offering the best skilled trade jobs in the country right now. With our 1 month program, you'll get a job within 2 weeks. We only accept money orders.
And I wonder, is WellTech an accredited university?
Currently accredited in 32 of the 50 states in America. The 32? Who knows? Now I'm telling you right now, you can get a job right now in 3 days with our 5-week program, 93% job placement.
Well, shit, motherfucker, what's the damn number?
I'm glad you finally fucking asked. Now you're sitting there thinking with your skull. The number is 1-888-245-1753-4.
Hold on, man. That's too many numbers.
The number again is 1-800-372-4567. Call today. WellTech USA. Join our program and get paid. The women will gig you. You'll get laid. WellTech. What you waiting for, motherfucker?